Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for our sermon is our second lesson for today, recorded in Ephesians chapter 2. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, your fellow redeemed. The place to get the best look at beautiful scenery is a vista or overlook. Likely you've seen those along the side of the road. Pull in there, park the car. You get out, walk to the edge, and take in an eyeful. Now you knew where that beautiful view was because some signs had pointed you to that vista, and you followed those signs to get there. I've seen so many beautiful and varied landscapes, both in the Grand Canyon and at Mount Rainier, from such vistas. We might say that the cross of Jesus Christ, on which he died for our sins, is just such a vista. But we need signs that point us to that vista. Those signs are God's love and God's grace. They point us to the cross. And from that vista, we have a more appreciative view of eternity, and we have a completely different view of our life on this earth. The Apostle Paul takes for granted, as he wrote to the Ephesians, that God's love is great and his mercy is rich. And God's love and God's mercy get those qualities because of the value given to them by the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. God's love and God's grace aren't some things that take place in a vacuum. They point to something as their cause, as their reason. And that cause and reason, Paul says, is this: the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ. You and I are living in those coming ages that Paul wrote about. He said, in the coming ages, from that vista of the cross of Jesus Christ, people will be able to look out and have an appreciative view of eternity. Because from the cross of Christ, they will see the riches of God's grace in his loving kindness. It is incomparable. What can we even compare to God sending his eternal Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to take our place under sin and death and hell on that vista, that hill of Calvary, where his cross is located? If we want an appreciative view of eternity, if you want to appreciate the view of heaven, you have to take it from the cross. I was watching a television program the other day, and they were in a church, and the whole message was, God loves you. That's nice, and that's true. God loves you. But that's not the gospel. It doesn't tell you how God loved you. It doesn't tell you the cost of God's love. It doesn't tell you why God loves you. And here the Apostle Paul does exactly those things. God's love, God's grace point us to the cross. It is from the cross, from that vista of the riches of his grace, that we get an appreciative view of what heaven really is. A free gift of God's grace. A place for our eternity paid for by the blood of Christ. There, standing next to the cross of Jesus, we are standing next to the fulfillment of that bronze serpent lifted up on the pole. Moses told the people, when you're dying, lift up your eyes to that bronze serpent. Those who believed God's word and did that live. And so Jesus now tells Nicodemus, you're dying from your sins. You're dying in your guilt. But lift up your eyes, and just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man is lifted up on the cross. Look to Him and live. Paul says, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is a gift of God. God has given us new life in Christ. When we were dead in our trespasses and sins, what was our view of eternity? Separation from God. Eternal suffering. But now, alive in Christ, we have an appreciative view of our eternal salvation in heaven. We have an appreciative view of our eternal life, which we already have. Jesus says, whoever doesn't believe is condemned already, in so long as they don't believe. But whoever believes in Him has eternal life already. From the vista of the cross, you and I can already, through the eyes of faith, see heaven. We can see our future. We can see eternity. And we know it, because we have the one and only vantage point that gives that beautiful view. And God's love and God's grace points us to that vista. That vista where we pull out, where we park, that is where we take some time, and where we walk to the side of the cross and look out over our beautiful eternity in Christ. God, the Holy Spirit, has been given to us as a deposit of that eternity. Of that day, not only when Christ is in our hearts and heaven is in our heart, but when we will be with Christ and our hearts will be in heaven. God's love and God's grace point us to the cross. And so we go to the cross for that beautiful view of our eternity. But from that vista, from that viewpoint, we also get a totally different look at this life. We get a totally different, beautiful view of the days we spend in this earth. And that's because even now, our view from this earth comes from the heavenly realms. You and I, as believers, made alive in Christ, saved by grace, are living in the heavenly realms. The heavenly realm is the church. Part of it's already in heaven, part of it's still here on earth. But it's the realm of heaven. It's the kingdom of God. And so our viewpoint from the cross is filtered through that context and that place that we have in the heavenly realm. No longer living in spiritual death, no longer living in unbelief, no longer living in fear, or with the idea that we can try to save ourselves, we now look at life differently. Alive in Christ, standing next to Jesus' cross, we see clearly this is not the time to satisfy the lusts of our sinful nature. That our life is not the time to follow the ungodly and evil ways of the world. Now is not the time to think that I can save myself by my own righteousness, or my own effort at keeping God's will. Rather, now we have a completely different view of this life. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We even have the right view of our faith, that it's not something we worked or came up with, but something God gave us as a gift. Now we view this life as the time to forsake any ideas of our own righteousness. Now is the time to crucify the sinful flesh and to drown the old Adam in our holy baptism. Now is the way to be the salt and the light of the world rather than following the ways of the world. Now is the time to cling to the righteousness of Christ that is ours through faith. And then Paul adds, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." You and I see that good works are not the works I do to earn God's favor, but good works are the works I do because I have received the good favor of God. God has prepared acts of love and obedience, acts of worshiping Him and loving even my enemy. No matter what our vocation in life, God has created many opportunities for us in our new life to do good works, works of love, works of kindness, works of faithfulness, works that put ourselves in the background and put our neighbor in the foreground. We see our good works as works God has given us to do in faith as a result of His grace. We have quite a bit different view of life now from the cross, and that view is that we certainly have nothing to boast about, that we cannot boast even about being a Christian, even about staying a Christian, about getting to heaven. All those things are done by God through the means of grace, through the gospel in word and sacrament, as God keeps us as His own. There is a danger that Lutheran pastors face when we preach, and that is because when we preach against good works being the way that you get to heaven, that the people who hear you are going to hear you say, "Well, then I don't have to do good work. Then I don't have to do what God tells me to do. Then I can go out and do whatever I want." Well, we all know that's absolutely not correct, don't we? In fact, I don't have to even tell you to do good works because you want to do them, because you're Christians. You want to do them because you see this life as you stand next to the cross of Jesus Christ, who, like that bronze serpent, was lifted up from the earth so that we could look at Him and live. Good works are necessary in our lives as Christians. They are the way we manifest and show our thankfulness to God for His kindness, for the incomparable riches of His grace. Good works are part of our sanctification, our works that God has prepared for us to do. And then He gives them to us and says, "Love me above all things. Love your neighbor as yourself." God's love and God's grace doesn't just exist in the fact that God for no reason loves us, or that God for no reason has forgiven us or will take us to heaven. God's love and God's grace point us to the cross of Jesus Christ. There is the love of God. There is the grace of God. There is His rich mercy. And so we live our lives in godly thankfulness and faithfulness in all of our vocations and opportunities in life. God's love and grace points us to the cross. Nowhere else. If you want a beautiful view of your eternity, go to the cross of Jesus Christ. If you want a different view of the meaning and the purpose for your life, go to the vista of Jesus Christ's cross. Because it is there and nowhere else that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.